A University of Alaska professor says there's a lot of value remaining in proven North Slope oil reserves, but the state needs to do a better job preparing for the future. UA Anchorage economics professor Scott Goldsmith gave a talk to the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce earlier this week about the importance of the oil industry to the state's economy. Goldsmith says 16 billion of the 20 to 21 billion barrels of known North Slope oil reserves has been produced. He says the remaining oil will likely be worth as much as what's already been pumped due to higher oil prices.
Say each of those barrels is worth $100, then there's still $500 billion worth of oil to be produced on state lands. So there's a lot more value still there than there is oil. And we've been very fortunate in that regard.
Goldsmith says crude prices give Alaska another chance to do a better job managing the state's finite oil wealth. Goldsmith said state tax policy needs to reflect and balance different types of oil development.
You got to distinguish between the profitability of a legacy field like Prudhoe Bay and the profitability of moving forward with a new development like, a new satellite at Alpine, And what the industry is looking at and what we should be looking at if we want to stimulate additional production is the profitability of that satellite field at Alpine, not the profitability of Prudhoe.
Goldsmith says undefined quantities of oil on federal lands could significantly add to Alaska production, but tax revenues from those properties would be much less than development on state land. Goldsmith says half of Alaska's jobs can be tied to oil development. He says state revenue from oil lightens the tax burden for other industries and on individuals who, in other states, pay an average of $2,300 a year in state taxes.